Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving the floor once again. And apologies, I actually missed one point in my last intervention on paragraph 15. It was on the last sentence, and I did follow with interest the two pertinent and relevant interventions by Chile and by the United States on what to do with the agreed language and what not to do. And generally, I find myself in agreement in trying to find consensus language that you have to maintain previously agreed balances. Nevertheless, our job here is also not to stick entirely to previously agreed language. Otherwise, what is the value of this meeting? I think that is a natural question. So we should also endeavor to find progress where possible and achievable. If it is not possible and achievable, of course, we always have some backup language. And so having stated that, I think what Chile pointed out has, I think, certain value in. And the reason I say that is I actually had a written proposal on the last sentence that I would understand might not find consensus in the room. If it does, we would be very happy, which is that after relevant ethical perspectives, we should add the phrase "and addressing security concerns," and then continue with the sentence. However, if delegations are unable to find a consensual language in terms of adding this paragraph, I think inter alia and then should also would be the appropriate caveats that we add to this paragraph that brings about the relevant balance and keeps us very close to previously agreed language. The fact of the matter remains that various delegations have pointed out the various security concerns also, on top of the ethical, moral, humanitarian, and legal issues that these weapon systems pose. And simply as a matter of fact, we have to find a way to capture that. I leave it to you, Mr. Chair, as to what would be the best drafting solution. But nevertheless, we certainly need to find a way to capture that in our final report as well. Thank you once again.